Torah Way, Northwest London. Fourth day, Chol HaMoed Pesach. Thursday, 9th of April. Rabbi Israel Turner. The two parts of Pesach, past and future.
We're now entering, Mr. Hashem, the second days of Pesach. We're being well. Shvi v'achron shel Pesach. I gather that it's been spoken over here, I think yesterday, about the important significance of Shir HaShirim. And this year we have an opportunity that we don't normally have. Shir HaShirim works out on the last day of Pesach, second day. And it seems in the Da'akei Moshe, the Ramah, that this is the Ikamok of Shir HaShirim to make it the second days. If you have a choice in such a year, it should be the second day of Pesach, not the first days. And that's Yisrael, obviously, they don't have an Achron Shel Pesach. So they make it the last Shabbos, that's the Shabbos Shir HaShirim. So they do it the Shabbos, the first day of Pesach. We in Mitzvah will be learning Shir HaShirim, Achron Shel Pesach, which goes very hand in hand with Shira Sayom, time of Shira, Shira Chadosha, the time of singing, time of rejoicing. And together with this, we do Shir HaShirim, which actually the Targum at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, the first Targum over there, points out the 10 Shirim that there were. One of them is Shira Sayom for Shteitzach. This is the Shira that we say every day. The significance of this Shira we know, Kala'ima Shira Sayom, the Simcha, the Mishabur brings down from the Zoya, Michle al Kalev and Isov. To say Shira Sayom every day, the Simcha, is a tremendous chus. And it's possible that Shir HaShirim, because a lot of Shir HaShirim talks about Kriyas Yamsuf, maybe it's that's why the Da'akei Moshe says it's better to prefer to do a Shir HaShirim in the second day of Pesach. Something very unique about Shmish Shel Pesach is that we know we have to tell the women to make sure they don't say Shechiyonu. Normally the women, when they Madlik Neiris, they say Shechiyonu. The only Yom Tov that you have a Yom Tov, a Mikra Kodesh, a day which is also the Malacha, and you don't say Shechiyonu, is the last day's Pesach, which is something unique. You see that in this Yom Tov of Pesach, there's two parts. There's the beginning of the Yom Tov and the second part of the Yom Tov. And it's not a new Yom Tov in itself, like Shmini Atzeres, which is a regel b'fnei atzmei, the Gemara says. Shvi Shel Pesach ends the Yom Tov of Pesach, and it's part of the Yom Tov of Pesach, so we don't say a new Shechiyonu. So what is it that the Yom Tov of Pesach needs two parts? It needs a beginning and an end. It needs the first days and the last days. What is the avodah? What's our job? What's the message we're meant to be taking from this gewaltige time of year? The Targum Yomison on the Pasuk, Sheshes Yomim, Teuchal Matzos, which is the Pasuk in Re'eh, the Kriyas HaTorah, which is going to be the last day of Pesach. Sheshes Yomim, Teuchal Matzos, V'ayim HaShvi, Atzeres HaShem Elikecho. Says the Targum Yonason, this is that Atzeres means coming together, united, Klal Yisrael, are united to sing Shira. So you see clearly that the Yom Tov is a Yom Tov because of the Shira. So similarly, Rashi, beginning of Pashat B'Shalach, Rashi points out, Kurim, Shira Sayom, Mishvi Shal Pesach, it's a Yom Tov because of Shira. It's a Yom Tov because of the Shira Sayom, this nest that Klal Yisrael went through the Yom Tov. But still, it needs to be explained what's the two chalakim of the Gula, what's the two chalakim, the first days, the second days. Why is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Gula in a way that first Klal Yisrael should leave, as Ubi Me'imoy, the Gemara says, they left Mamish like a new nation, a new leader. But nevertheless, we needed Parai to have to go through these 7 days of running after us, Rashi, the beginning of Pashat B'Shalach. Rashi tells us, that took 3 days for them to realize. Took 3 days for the Octorinim Shalach Imoim, Rashi says. They sent with them messengers, clever people, Octorim, Rashi says. And they, after 3 days, they realized that Christ are not coming back. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Derech Shlish is Yomim Nelech Bamidbar, and they're not coming back. So they went back to call Parai, and that's what happened. That's what Parai ran after us, and from there came Kriyas Yamsuf, the final Yeshua. But why is it that the Yeshua had to be, the Gula had to be in two stages? The first stage, Max Bechir, is when we left Mitzrayim, and the ultimate stage, Shmir Shal Pesach, when we said Shiras Ayom. In the full Shainus of Geula, we know this, Vayitzeisi, Yitzalti, V'go'alti, V'lokachti. V'go'alti, says Rabbeinu Bachaya and the Svono, is referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when Klal Yisrael became Geulim. That's when we became redeemed. That's when we fully redeemed from the hands of Pare. And Rabbeinu Bachaya explains that since these days, since till Achron Shel Pesach, till the end of Pesach, we're under the control of Pare. We're like avodim barichim. We're like slaves fleeing, escaping from Odin, from a master. And now it's called v'go'alti. Now that they went through Kriyas Yamsuf and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, then it's a final geula. Similarly, we say in davening shibchu geulim. Now the geulim, we say in the famous piyut Yom Le'Abosha, the piyut that the minhag is to say by a bris, which actually comes from the yotzis of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Shiru Chadosh Shibchu Geulim. Geulim, this is the day that we are redeemed, fully redeemed. And we know that what came after V'Galti? V'Galti came V'Lokachti. The next stage is V'Lokachti Aschem Lila Om, which Rishenu is referring to Matan Torah. That's the ultimate goal of the purpose of the goal, that we should be able to get the Torah. That's when we're fully redeemed. Ein Lecha Ben Chirin Elo Misha Uzik B'Torah. That's when we can live to be Mekayim Rotzon Hashem. So what is it, these two stages that we need? V'Galti V'Lokachti, we need the Kriyas Yamsuf, which leads up to Matan Torah. What's the two Chalokim? Another horror is that the Gon, the Pasuk by Hibishur Melech, Mazoisa Brocha. So the Vilna Gon says that when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu become the Melech in Klal Yisrael? When was HaKadosh Baruch Hu coronated as the king, crowned as the king? That was in Shiras Hayom. That was Kriyas Yamsuf. When we said Hashem Yimloich La'ilam Va'ed, we coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our king forever. Similarly, we say in davening, Umalchusoi v'rotzin kiblu aleim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom, v'rotzin with will, we accepted on upon ourselves. Moshe bnei Yisrael chon u'shiro. That was the shiro to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. This pasuk Hashem yimlich olam v'ed is one of the most common psukim. My father pointed out one of the most common psukim that we say during davening. Say every day in Aleinu, we finish off Alki Nekave, Hashem Kakos B'Sirasecha, Hashem Yimloich Leilam Vo'ed. We say in the morning, Yichved Hashem, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloich Leilam Vo'ed. We say it in Mariv, we say it in the Malchus, on Rosh Hashanah. This is a famous pasuk that Klal Yisrael always saying, Hashem Yimloich Leilam Vo'ed. Which Targum Munison actually explains the translation of the word Hashem Yimloch is that Klal Yisrael said, Yehei Shmei Rabu Mavarach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name shall be blessed forever and ever. This is how they coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of Shiras Hayom. So it's clear that the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from Shira. The problem is, we know, Chazal tell us, the Mechilta, the Ramban brings it in Sefer Mitzvahs. Loisa say, hey, and Asay, I think he brings Asay Aleph already. The Mechilta says, Anoichi Hashem Elikecho, Asher Hu Tzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he came to give us Torah, he revealed himself, I am Hashem, your God, Asher Hu Tzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Mitzrayim. Says the Mechilta, Anihu Shekibaltiem Malchusi Aleichem B'Mitzrayim. I am the one that you Klal Yisrael, accepted upon yourselves my kingdom in Mitzrayim, when you left Mitzrayim. Is now Egzer Alichem Zeres, I'm going to make all the Zeres, all the mitzvahs that we have to live up to, we have to keep to in this world. Torah mitzvahs. So you see clearly from this Chazal and the Mechilta that Avadik, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, obviously we were Mekabel Aleinu Oyim Al Chashamayim, we left as servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hallelu Avdei Hashem V'loi Avdei Parai, we left as servants, we left as Malchus Shamayim. What's the necessity of the second level of Malchus Shamayim that we have to get to through Shiras Hayom, which ends the grand finale of Hashem Yimloich Leilam Vo'ed? What's the two levels of it? Another horror you can have on Shvi'i Shel Pesach is that we know the Torah tells us that Yom Tov Pesach is the Yom Tovim. Generally, three Yom Tovim correspond with the three Ovos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Pesach, the Yom Tov, corresponds to Avraham, Lushi, Vasi, Ugo, Yisrael, Avraham, and Abokar, Otz, Avraham. Avraham was involved with Pesach, the Korban Pesach. And it's very, very easy to understand. Avraham is the Amuda, Amuna. Avraham is the one who revealed Amuna in the world. He showed the world the truth. Avraham is Amuna, and this is the Yom Tov of Pesach that we have to instill in ourselves and our children, Amuna. Faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we find with Avraham Avinu these two ideas? That we can have a first day Pesach and a second day Pesach. L'chayre, this Yom Tov is unique. That it has, it's the only Yom Tov which has in the two parts. So we're going to Shechiyonu Shvisha Pesach. It's part of the first day Yom. First days. What is unique about Avraham Avinu that we have, that we can have a first day Pesach, which is the Emunah that we got through Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and the Emunah that we're meant to get to through Kiryas Yom Tov? I'd like to explain on Halach over here, based on the famous words of the Beis HaLevi. I'm sure there's many Mahalchim one could explain. This is just food for thought. It's coming 2 days Yom Tov now. I'm sure there'll be a Sofas, a Horus. Just the Poshet Yagud Deir Riyadi, but just some Mahalach Efshan idea that we can have in the Yom Tov of Shvish HaPesach. The Medrash says, famous words of the Medrash. Oz Yoshir. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oz, Kal Yisrael, Oz, with the word Oz, they started the Shira. Says the Medrash, Oz Yoshir Moishe, Hado Dichsev Neufes, Titoifno Sifsei Seich. This is a pasuk in the fourth paragraph of Shirim. Sweetness will drop from your lips. Kal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about Kal Yisrael. Oma Moshe, Moshe said, Ribbono Olam. The same way that I did an avera against you, the same way I'll praise you. Continues the Medrash. Kach Omar Moshe Bnei Akadosh Baruch Hu, Yedeani Shechatasi Lefonecha Ba'oz. I know that I did an avera saying the word Oz. The Pasuk says, Umei Oz Bosi El Parit. Bahari Tovato Is Bayom, but now you have drowned him in the sea. Lokach Ani Meshabucho Ba'oz, Adol Dechsiv Oz Yoshek. This word Oz is referring, Eremez, to the word Oz that Moshe Rabbeinu said when he complained at the end of Parsha Shmois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him he's going to redeem Klal Yisrael with tremendous nisim. And he didn't see any nisim, it was hest upon him, it was a terrible hard times for Klal Yisrael, and it got even worse. So Moshe Rabbeinu complained, Umay Oz Basi Al Parah, this was the Aveir of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, and Moshe Rabbeinu now in the Shira thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same expression, Oz. That's gave Moshe something bitter and he threw it in the water. It's also the Kriyas Torah, the end of Shir Sayon. And it became sweet. From mar, from something bitter can come sweetness. Explains to me Salevi this Medrash. Explains to me Salevi. What's the Indian that the Shira has to come from something bitter? From the hard times that we went through in the end of Pasha Shmois. May all bossy al parrot. Explains to me Salevi. There's a fundamental difference, two ways a person can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can thank Hashem for saving him from a hard time, for his own personal Yeshua, his own personal Hatzalah. Then a person just thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving him. That's it, that's all he has to save him for. Klal Yisrael, when it came to Kriyas Yom Tov, explains Beis HaLevi, they understood that all they are is a vehicle, all they are is a keli in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring out Kvod Shamayim, to reveal Kvod Shamayim in the Bria. And therefore says the Beis HaLevi, when a person thanks for being able to be the one to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered his majesty in this world, then he thanks for everything, because everything is just a chetimtza, every step of the way is just leading towards the ultimate goal to reveal Kriyas Shamayim at the end of the days. He's not thanking for himself personally. If he's thanking for himself personally, he would only thank for that, the fact that now it's good, it's fine, it's not in sorrow anymore. With Klal Yisrael, they're thanking every step of the way because they're thanking for the fact that they could be Megalek Kriyas Shamayim in the Bria. The question obviously here is that why does it have to be, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed that it has to work in such a way that it has to be through difficulties, through mar, through something bitter, that it can come in the end of the day, mosik, something sweet. And that's what the Medrash is saying. Why does it have to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a way that it got difficult when after HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he's going to bring the Gola, it got terrible, difficult times. And Moshe Rabbeinu complained, and then only afterwards we understood what was going on. I think a basic explanation of it here can be Al Pi the Gaon, fascinating words of the Vilna Gaon in the Shira. The Gaon Naderes Elio, the Gaon translates the pasuk Ozi Vizimros Ko, by He Lili Shua. So the Rashi already, it's not possible, the word Zimros means, Rashi has a few translations of the word Zimros, Ozi Vizimros. But Rashi says one of the Pshatim is Al Pi the Targum, Zimros is Tushvachti. Thank you, my praise is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gaon, just adds a few extra nekudos over here. Every word in the Gaon is mamish precious. So we'll just try and understand what he means. Says the Gaon, Ozi v'zimro, v'rotzaloyma, who Ozi? He is my strength, she'anim isloinim b'tziloy. Because I find shelter in his shade, in his shadow, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein li monois, Elo Elo, that's what Uzi means. Uzi means he is my only source of shelter. He's my only source of security. My whole security is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'eini Malos Elo Elo, only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'chein hu tushpachti, that's what the Zimros means. The Zimros means, similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my praise. B'toivosi ani mishabeach oisei, when it's good for me, I thank him. Ve'eini toile b'koichi, and I do not rely on my own strength. I don't. Take credit for what happens. I don't say koishi beitzim yodi. Continues the Gaon. Vayihi li Yeshua rotzaloyma. This is the ikka. This is the punchline. Rotzaloyma. Vayihi li Yeshua. And he was for me. Says the Gaon, is corresponding with the beginning of the pasuk. Kemoi sha'ani toileboy. Just like, similarly, corresponding with the amount that I am toileboy. I am relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein hu li Yeshua. Similarly, he is for me to Yeshua. Mamish Kabbalah Gevet from the Gaon. The Gaon is explaining over here Mamish Yisoid. We know She'ar Shirim is based on one of the main themes in She'ar Shirim is Doidi Liva Ani Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to me and I am to him. It's a two-way relationship. It's a relationship like husband and wife. Kaisar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we act to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts back to us. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Mitnaf Shachayim says that in the words Hashem Tzilcho. Hashem is like a shadow. How when you move your hand, you make a shadow, the more you're going to move, that's how the shadow is going to be. Similarly, as the Gaon is being the Pasuk Hazoi, Ozi v'zimros, my power, my bitochen, my source of my sense of security is only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zimros, and my praise is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm only interested in praising Him, I'm not interested in any self-credit. V'ayehi li Yeshua, k'moi, similarly, just like I am dependent on Him, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me. This is the Yisoid of Bitochen, and this is the way Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem acts accordingly. The way we act towards Him, He acts back towards us. And this is the Chorin of Pshat in this Medrash over here. About there was difficult times, there was terrible times in Mitzrayim. Terrible times that we went through at the end, especially after HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu to bring the Gola, it got even worse. But the Tachlis is that we should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Mechazik, more bitachon, more dependent on Him, more believing the word of Moshe that the Yeshua is going to come, and with that, Vayihili Yeshua, afterwards the Yeshua will come accordingly. Something unique about about Kriyas Yamsuf, that the difference between Kriyas Yamsuf and the first and the Yitzis Mitzrayim in itself is that the Yitzis Mitzrayim was a golos. Yitzis Mitzrayim was a tremendous golos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only take us out with Tfilah, Vayizaku al Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only take us out with tefillah. But Kriyas Yamsuf, we find in Chazal, Yenosi b'chag ve'yasela, the Pasuk says in She'ar Shirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially brought Klal Yisrael to the clefts of the rock. That means they were in terrible, difficult situation. They were encircled from all sides. They had the Yam in front of them. They had the Midbar behind them. They had everything there only just to be able to strengthen their bitochon, to be able to strengthen their dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them into this situation just to be mechazik their bitochon and to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to depend on Him. And then afterwards you could say, Ozi v'zimros ko v'yehi li Yeshua. This obviously is a very fundamental pasuk because this expression, Ozi v'zimros ko v'yehi li Yeshua, the Gemara very often says, when the Gemara wants to learn out a big story, the Gemara says, Menatirim, Menavadim, Menaksuvim. You can see it in three parts of Torah. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, the Gemara says very often. This pasuk appears mamish the same expression in Torah. We say in the Shira, in Halal, that's in Psuvim. We say Ozi v'Zimros Kova Hili v'Shua. That's one of the psukim that end with the, of Halal. And it's also a pasuk that we're going to say in the Haftarah of the last day Pesach, which the psukim that are referring to the Zman of the Gula when Moshiach will come, and we'll say Ozi v'Zimros Kova Hashem. That's the addition over there. I am Shomad Meforshim. Why the pasuk adds Hashem v'Hili v'Shua. This is obviously mamash a fundamental yisoid. Ozi v'zimros, to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all situations and not take any self-credit for anything that's going on. V'ayihili l'shua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts accordingly and is the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. But I think it goes one step further. I mean to explain what's unique about Kriyas Yam Suf that brought out this gilui of Ahili Lishua. This is based on the Drosha Saran. The Ram asked a very famous kasha. That's what everyone should be asking when you learn Pasha Shmois. I'm such a famous Pashta Ara. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu had to trick Paro? Derech Shleishas Yomim Nelech Bamidbo. Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, we're going to go out for 3 days and we're going to come back. Don't be worried. Hey, Nizbach Teavas Mitzrayim. We couldn't shecht, we couldn't like go and sacrifice in Mitzrayim itself. So we have to go to the Midbar 3 days, but we'll be back, Paro. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro. Derech Shleishas Yomim Nelech Bamidbar. Is it true? Is that what happened? Fakir, that's exactly what she's saying in the beginning of B'Shalach. They didn't keep to their word, and that's what Paro got, that's what got him going, that's what got him to run after us. That's exactly what happened here in Kriyas Yam Suf. What's Pshat? Why is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to do such a thing, a trick? Derech Shleishas Yomim Nelech Bamidbar, Moshe Peledik Ha'ara. And the Ram continues to ask another very similar Ha'ara. Is that they asked them to be Yishalu Me'Yisrael Kesef Klikelim, right? They have to borrow as if they're borrowing because they're leaving on a journey. They borrowed from their neighbors clothes to be able to go, and that's what they. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that they taka had chayim and they gave them by Yishalu. But what's the end? It's also tricking them. They're tricking their neighbors as if they're going on a small journey and they have to borrow clothes and they're going to be back by Yishalu. They're lending it to us. They're not giving it to us as a matana by Yishalu. The pasuk says. What's going on? What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's called the war of Emes for Tzedek. What's going on over here? Says the Ram Mamash Gavaldi Yisoid. Says the Ram. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mahalach that with Roshoim he has itzis merochik. He has very, very broad plans how he deals with them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew about if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ask to leave fully, he's obviously going to let. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ask Paro if they can leave now and go forever, Paro would have also listened. Because after all these makas, in the end of the day, after Makas Bechiris, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechazik Liboy, obviously, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of the day, allowed him to lead, to say, to be Roshachar and to free them, they would have left also. But since the Roshoim, they are the ones that they work in the Mahalach of Sheker with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works together with them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan to make that. It should look as if we're borrowing from Paro. It should look as if we're leaving for a short journey, but it's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants that Paro should come running after them in order to be able to reveal the Kodesh Shemayim in the end of the day. With Roshoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with their own middos, and since they don't act with MS, they act with Sheker, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals accordingly with them. And this, the Chayr, is mamash one of the Ikki Giluim that we have in Kriyas Yam Suf. This is one of the Giluim that happened at the end of the day, that it taka looked so difficult. And this is how the Ran explains the Pasuk, Vayaminu Vashem. The Pasuk says they trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kriyas Yam Suf, even though it says clearly that Vayamin Om, in Pasha Shemois, they already believed Moshe Rabbeinu immediately when he came. Vayamin Om. Says the Ran, no, Klal Yisrael had a Gavaldi Gesofi, they didn't understand what was going on over here. They left Mitzrayim, it was meant to be, they brought a Korban Pesach, it was meant to be for long term becoming Avdei Hashem, and now Paro has to come running after them, didn't understand what was flying. They were totally mixed up. This was the certain Sofi that Klal Yisrael had all these days. But then it came in the end that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed how it's all just one big master plan to bring out the Kodesh Shemayim, to bring out his control and his the way he designs everything. And the way the whole tapestry is all plan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring out at the end of the day that the Rishoyim should fall and Klal Yisrael should have a Yeshua. That's what they understood. Vayaminu Hashem of Moshe Avdei. That's what they understood at the end of the ship when after they went over the Yam. That's what they understood, and they came to this amazing Amunah. And the truth is, this is Mamash Mefurish Pasuk in Tehillim. Talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, Perek Samach Vov, Lechu Ru'u Mif'alis Elikim, go and see the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neiro Alilo Al B'nei Odom, his awesome deeds that he does for people. Hofach Yom Le'abosha B'no V'yavu V'rogel Shom Nis M'choboy, it's referred to Kriyas Yamsuf. And this Pasuk, Rav Shimon Shapal Hirsch, brings a Medrash al Chuma in the Parshas Vayeshev. The Mamish on this Pasuk, Neira Alilo, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his wonderful plans that we don't understand. Neira Alilo, they're awesome. Because we could see that they're all leading to him revealing himself in the world. On the other hand, the Rishoyim, which they act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Reshak, with wickedness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that all turn towards against them. And Klal Yisrael, which they are loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way through, they are the ones to have the Yeshua in the end of the day. Which this is Mamish the Gilui L'Chiri of Kriyas Yamsuf. This is the level of Amunah that we have to get to in Shiras Hayom, the second day's Pesach, to understand that everything, even though it's not understood b'chlal by the human mind, it's not understood by us, but it's all leading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan to bring out Klal Shamayim, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Va'ed. And this Pasuk, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Va'ed, the Mishnah brings the end of Pekah Avos, which is also the proof that everything, Kol HaNikra B'Shmiyah V'Choydi B'Rasim, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes is all for cover, for his own cover, for his own Klal Shamayim, to reveal himself to man. And the Mishnah brings this Pasuk, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Va'ed, which is the understanding that Klal Yisrael got to, that Yeheshmi Rabba Mavarach La'olam, La'olam, Loshen Helem, Oilam, world is the same expression as Helem. It's hidden. Because every world it's hidden the Kvod Shamayim. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gewaldige plans to bring Klal Yisrael through and to reveal through them his Kvod Shamayim that will be one day revealed with Hashem. Is it possible this is the explanation taka to what we asked at the beginning? This is the two Malchus, the two levels of Malchus that we got to in Pesach. There's a personal level of Malchus that we do in our own homes with our own children, we teach them Torah and mitzvahs, and we every step of life, every stage is to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. That is first day's Pesach. That is in the home, that is in the bayis, that is the mitzvah of the first day Pesach was celebrate obvious, everything had to be at home, and we train our children in Sipri Tzitz Mitzrayim to continue with their munah, to continue with that, doing Ratzon Hashem, doing the Torah and mitzvahs. But that's not enough, it doesn't end there. It ends with the second day's Pesach, where there, other Rabbi, we're not at home anymore. It's at Tzeres, we get together. Klal Yisrael as a nation get together. Yachad, Kulam, Hoidu, Vimlichu, V'omru. Klal Yisrael get together as one, as an Tzeres, to understand that as a nation, that's our job over here. We have to understand that whatever situation we're in, even though it looks as difficult as possible, it's only just a step of the way towards the master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be part of his tapestry to bring out the Kvod Shamayim, which will be revealed in the end of the day. And this is Taka the Pasuk that Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Va'ed, that we say, Alkeinu Kavel L'cho Hashem Elokeinu, we hope towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yakiru V'yedu Kol Yishvisei, that the whole world should understand. This is the tefillah, the grand finale of Pesach, and this is the grand finale of every tefillah that we have every day. Every tefillah we have, Shachas Mincha Maariv, Alkeinu Kavel L'cho Hashem Elokeinu, with this we hope towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should reveal his kingdom to the whole world, that everyone should understand that those who go against him, taka fall, but those who trust in him, those who believe in him, Ozi v'zimros ka, by Hili Yeshua, he's Yeshua to them. This is the kakozum in Sirisach, as we finish, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Va'ed, Hashem's kingdom will reign forever and ever. And it's possible this is taka tzunyanim of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, we know the Pasuk says, ki yedativ, I love him, l'man ha-she'itzaves, bonov es beisei achrov, because he's going to pass on the heritage to himself, to his children, Achrov, which will continue after him, to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. That's one level of Avraham Avinu. That is about the Ikar Lav to Avraham Avinu, that he's going to pass on the heritage, the legacy, to Klal Yisrael L'Doris. But Mitzad Sheni, Avraham Avinu is the one who's constantly going around the world to be Megalek V'Shamayim. Av HaMoyim Goyim, his name says it. Av HaMoyim Goyim. He's the one who Motzasas Vabe Neman Fonecha, which reveals Krit Shemayim, and he passed on to us this Amunah, which we can go through L'deiri Deiris in any situation that we are as a nation, as Tal Yisrael. We know it's only to be able to be Megalik Krit Shemayim. Mitzvah should be Zoycha Bekorev, Mitzvah Shem to the Gula Asida, and once again, we will sing a Shir Chodosh, where we'll understand, as the Pesukim Taka say at the end of the Haftarah, of the last day Pesach, we'll understand, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Yenagiru Nisbuch HaVishu Asim.